Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, waiting for the official word from the Facebook Live algorithmic machine. There it is. Welcome to Direct Mail Monday. Just kidding. Not just kidding. It's April Fool's Day, 2024, April 1st. Steve Cypress here, where I reach into my personal and or my business mailbox and pick something out and teach them general advertising, marketing and sales lessons. And today it is the lesson that before you can get anybody engaged with your message, you've got to get their attention. Here's a great way to get their attention. I know it gets my attention. You ever receive a FedEx or a DHL or a UPS or a USPS overnight envelope in the mail, something like this? Rapid delivery, urgent letter, immediate action required, extremely important documents. It's red, it's yellow, it's on a diagonal, it's just screaming at you. And of course, if you've sent these, like I have thousands of these, or if you've received them, or if you receive real overnight mail or express mail or whatever, you understand that this is not real US Post Office or DHL or FedEx or UPS or any of these others. It's not a real letter that somebody paid 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks for to get to you. It is a regular piece of first class mail. It is, for want of a better term, and I'm known as Straight Duck Steve, I'm just gonna call it what I do. It's a fake express delivery envelope, but most consumers, well, even business people, most people receiving this, they don't really know the difference, but most of all, they don't really care about the difference. It's cool, gets my attention. It certainly sticks out from the pile of mail, does it not? And you might even have, now to think about it, an assistant or a spouse or kids or somebody who gets the mail and goes, whoa, something urgent came for you. Whatever it is, it's going to get the attention. It's going to get opened. That's the first job of any message. It's got to get opened. It's got to, if it's an email, it's got to get clicked on and opened so somebody can read it. So you're going to have something in the subject line saying urgent message. Or if you have a video you want people to watch, it's got to get clicked on the play button to play. So you might want to put the title of it, urgent message. See what I did there? Urgent letter, rapid delivery. And the one thing you got to realize is you see this barcode up on the top there. The U.S. Post Office is going to slap that on the top or on the bottom. You never know. Here it's covering up some words. I can just tell you I've sent enough of these to know. It's exactly the same as it says on the front. See where it says rapid delivery, urgent letter? It's going to say thing up, same thing up there. It's covering up in red, unless I'm wrong. Let's check it out. Rapid delivery, urgent letter. And let's check it out. This ought to peel off fairly easily. Otherwise, oh, look how easily that just peels right off. Otherwise, I was going to say I look like a fool here on a live video for recording if you watch this. And there it is. Rapid delivery, urgent letter. But even with it covered up, it still says urgent letter and it says urgent, big, bold, whatever. See, it's not trying to sell you on whatever is on the inside here. That's the job of whatever's on the inside. Your only one job when you send a piece of direct mail or you send an email and you put a social media post, a title of a video, a headline of an article, or there's only one job. It's to get the attention, get people to want to get engaged, to want to read it, to want to watch it, to want to listen to it if it's an audio. And one other thing I'll point out, and then, you know, see it has here all the, you know, official looking, signature, you know, number. I'm guessing that I haven't kept a lot of, I could look through my swipe files here, but I'm guessing that sender's account number is the same on every one of these, the serial number, the whatever, it's all the same. But to the recipient, do they know that? No, it just looks urgent. And again, even someone like me that sent thousands of these and knows what it is, I'm going to open it up. It worked with me. You got my attention, especially since you didn't make the mistake of what I just said. You're not selling me. whatever you're selling me, I can't say no or yes, but I can't say no to whatever you're offering me on the inside here. I've got to open up. You're not tipping off anything about it other than the return address, who it's from, which I want to point out, this is a one of the top sharpest marketing companies in the world, named Magnetic Marketing, and yet Magnetic Marketing Company is located in Idaho in the USA, but this is being mailed from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Why? Because even they are smart enough to get an expert to send this stuff out. Even though they are marketing experts themselves, they engage an expert in this direct mail piece to mail this out from wherever their headquarters is in Tennessee. So easy to open. There wasn't a lot of glue on that. I didn't need a scissor or a tape or a tear off. It just popped right open. And sure enough, I know they have a big event coming up, Magnetic Marketing, and I'm sure that there it is. It's a fax, a copy of a fax from Dan Kennedy, who was the founder of that company before Russell Brunson bought it and renamed it with the name of Dan Kennedy's flagship product, Magnetic Marketing. And Dan is well known to be against technology and the internet, and claims he never uses it. Whether he does or doesn't, he's famous for saying he doesn't use it. He sends faxes as if we're in the 1970s. And so every Dan Kennedy fan understands, which I'm guessing this doesn't, you don't put this kind of expense, I'm suggesting, if you're mailing to strangers, the cold traffic. You don't, even though this isn't a $50 FedEx overnight, you don't go over the $5 expense or whatever this is. These are just to you've segmented your list, your top level buyers, your top level rabid lovers of your company, which I have been to dozens of Dan Kennedy Magnetic Marketing events and happily have spent over $250,000 on marketing materials and services with them and with people associated with them. It gets even higher than that. So they know that sending me the old fax from Dan Kennedy, I'm chuckling, I'm laughing. It's a fax from Dan, but it's a fax printed out, put in an envelope anyway, I'm sure. There it is again, urgent, urgent, urgent. They know, they want me to read this thing. Oh, it's urgent, I gotta read it. And kind of tipping it off here by saying be there or be square, I have a feeling, I pretty much know, it's all about the upcoming event. And blah, 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 blah. Be there, be square. It is the Marketing and Money Making Super Conference. There is no other gathering in all caps like this one of direct marketing users creating extraordinary success by unorthodox means in hundreds of different product and service, B2C, B2B categories, blah, 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 blah. In other words, it's exactly for somebody like you. But they got me to open it up, and your prospects, and again, not cold prospects, but people who have already done business with you, that love you, they're almost undoubtedly going to open up your direct mail if you go to the expense of an extra couple of bucks to buy this envelope and pay a little extra postage instead of sending it in a blank, plain old number 10 envelope, which could get lost in the sauce or dropped in the garbage by mistake or just put aside or not mail. They're not excited. You invest a couple extra bucks. First of all, those people understand and realize and appreciate you've spent a couple of extra bucks to get this message to them. They're more likely to receive it in a positive way with expectancy of doing business with you. So that's today's lesson. That's it. Short and sweet. You want to get people's attention. A great way to do that is by sending them an urgent letter, and you don't, here's the way to do it without having to pay the 40, 50 bucks to UPS, USPS, DHL, FedEx, whoever it is. You can get these envelopes for, I don't know, in bulk, a couple of bucks a piece or so. I know with Bidenomics, everything has gone up, and with our do-nothing Congress that loves to spend our money willy-nilly, and not do anything to cut it out. So inflation's just going to continue in the near future, no matter who's in the main office in the White House. Of course, I jokingly call it Bidenomics, but of course, it's our federal government, period, everyone in it, that just, or just enough people at least to pass all the spending things. And, you know, costs go through the roof. But even so, smart marketers, smart business owners, smart entrepreneurs focus on the results. what return do I get? What kind of revenue? What kind of profit do I make from this mailing? Not how much it costs. Please do not trip over pennies to pick up dollars. Do not say, I got to save a couple of bucks on each mailing, Steve. You understand, I'm just going to mail the number 10 envelope, likely to miss out on tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in potential lost profit. So be smart, get their attention. Here's a cool way to do it. You can do a similar thing with a video, with an email, with a Facebook Live video, with a blog post, with a phone conversation, with an in-person meeting in a networking event. I got something urgent I got to talk to you about. What is it? Isn't that the response you want when you talk to people, instead of just who are you, what do you do, whatever you like? What do you got? What's going on? That's the response you get when you create urgency. It helps you to get that response that you want. And that'll do it for Direct Mail Monday, April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2024. Thanks for being with me today. And we'll be back with you again tomorrow. Hope you'll be here on Topical Tuesday. I got to click this twice. Until then, over and out. Happy April Fool's Day. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.